Live from the podcast studio, this is From Long Distance to Marriage with Rich and Andrea. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and are now happily married.
We talk long distance, marriage and relationships.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 115 of From Long Distance to Marriage. We're here live from our house where we've spent the last year, not seeing anything different. It's looking at the same several walls that make up the same house, and it all looks the same, except for what we've redecorated because we've got so bored. Not been able to go anywhere.
This is a different time of introduction,
isn't yeah, it? Do you know what? I just suddenly realized, like, this is not what we're talking about today, but just a fun little segue. I remember when this all started, you know, the lockdown stuff and COVID, and we all were so naive to think that in a few weeks life would be back to normal. We all thought like, oh, 3 weeks initially was the first lockdown and then we'll see what happened. And we all thought, oh, by 6 weeks it's all blown over. And I remember even before lockdown, like, we were talking, you know, doing some episode planning for the upcoming weeks, and, you know, we were talking about what we were going to be discussing in each episode, and it was like, okay, do we want to talk about this whole situation? Because we knew, like, this is going to have a huge effect on long distance relationships. And I was like, the first week I was like, no, do you know what, like, I just, you know, it's just going to be a blip in time, all this, and I don't want to dedicate, like, an entire episode to it.
And when everyone else was, it felt like everyone was really trying to capitalize on the negativity of it.
Yeah, like, suddenly my whole Facebook feed, all the influencers, you know, everyone I followed was COVID, and it was all that was anywhere, and I thought we need to be, like, and a lot of people that I follow, you know, for different topics, you know, influencers and stuff are like, you know, so I haven't really been talking about this. Like, I just want to keep things normal. So I want you to come to me to get the content you'd like, whether that's beauty or fitness, you know, whatever it is you come here for. Like, I still want to provide that to you and have a sense of normality. But then it just got to the point where we couldn't. Anyways, it's just kind of I think after the second week we thought, yeah, well, we can't do this anymore. We have to make an entire episode about this, because this is going to affect a lot of our listeners and the people we've got to know, you know, over the years doing this podcast. Anyways, just a little departure. Today we're actually talking about something else.
About getting out of the house.
Getting out of the house. Well, not necessarily.
For us,
sometimes. We've talked a little bit before about, like, exercise and, you know, trying, you know, working out together a little bit and stuff like that. We even had a really exciting episode where, if you go back, you can see Rich fangirl out his ass over Jordan Syatt.
Episode 70-something?
Oh, gosh, it's going... I don't even know. It was last February, because it was right before into lockdown.
Yeah.
So Jordan is... he's a trainer, and... I don't want to say health influencer, because that's not really what he does. But he does have a large social media following. He has, like, online groups and stuff. And he's just a really nice guy. The reason we invited him on the podcast was mainly so that we could talk to him and had an excuse to talk to him. But it was under the pretense of, oh, you know, you recently closed the distance in a long distance relationship, and we'd love to talk to you about that. And also about one of the things that he does a lot of Q&A stuff on his Instagram. And one of the things that he used to share a lot, I don't see his stuff as much as I used to, but was people asking, you know, oh, I really want my partner to get a little bit healthier and take better care of themselves. You know, how do I encourage that? And because we understand it's a very sensitive thing to comment about your partner's health from that, you know, from kind of a weight or activity level perspective. And, you know, we wanted him to come on and talk about that a little bit more, because it was clear people wanted to know more about that. It was one of the questions that he shared over and over that people were asking. So we thought we would just talk a little bit about, I mean, we're not health nuts by any means.
We just had cake after breakfast.
We did just have cake after breakfast. I made cake for the first day of spring, but it was a very small slice of cake. But we do believe in trying to take care of your body, and that's been like an ongoing journey for me. I've struggled with weight, you know, pretty much my whole life, but I never give up. I keep trying. And yeah, I guess what sparked this was recently. So you're training to run a marathon in September. Did you sign up before it got postponed or after? It was after, wasn't it?
I signed up after, because it was originally due to be...
Last March, originally?
No, last March was cancelled.
Yeah, okay.
It happens in March normally, or March, April. So it was originally supposed to be this April, so next month, which I wouldn't have had time for. So it was already, basically I was looking for marathons to do this year. Yep. Just kind of half in, like, oh, I'll have a look, you know. And then this one has been postponed to September. Mm-hmm. So it's on my birthday. So I just thought, oh, you know, I know that town. It's only an hour from home. It's postponed. So at the time it was 10 months away.
This is before Christmas, you said.
It's November, I think. So it's 10 months away and... yeah, it was on my birthday, and so that's a long time to really kind of train for it. 35th birthday. So I'm either gonna, you know, be very happy, or very sad, or injured,
or just very hungry.
Yeah, so I'd signed up after it'd been postponed, and I thought that's a good amount of time.
Yeah, so I think. But what got you into running originally was actually me.
Yeah, I just want to say it's ironic. You said I'm going to do a 2-word intro. And here we are, 5.5 minutes later.
Yeah, well, we started talking about COVID, didn't we?
Yeah, well, you did. Yeah, I got it. Well, so,
yeah, so
I have a hate relationship with running.
Well, you always said you would never run.
I hate, well, because...
For, like, unless you had to get away from someone.
I'd never enjoyed running for the sake of running. So if I was, you know, playing sports at school, I could run. And I could run, we'd be out there all day and playing and it was fine. And then, for someone as a joke prank, signed me up on school sports day for the 1500 meters. I look at 1500 meters now. I'm like, that's
how long is that? Like
1.5 k.
Okay.
So it's like it's nothing,
like,
right?
Like a quarter of a mile.
It's no.
Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Well,
a 5k is 3.1 miles. 1500, roughly just under a third of that.
It's less than a mile.
I think it's less than a mile. Yeah, it's not far. Like, I look and I think, oh, okay, that's easy. So, I had to...
I never knew this story.
I had to train for this, which meant... And, I, you know, I didn't know anything about pace.
How old were you, sorry?
Mid-teens.
Okay.
You know, like, I was certainly... If I'd had to run that, I was capable of doing it. But, so I decided to train with a friend, and he'd come around my house, and we'd basically just try and run. And I'd get to the end of my street, and I'd be like, oh, I can't do this, I'm done. And, you know, I was probably sprinting, for one thing. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, this is bullshit. And I never got further. So on the day, I think I ran maybe, like, I don't know, less than a quarter of the track, and I just thought, the balls to this, and I just dropped out when I sat under a tree. I've never enjoyed running. And then, yeah, so you
Hold on, before we get into that, what I'm enjoying here is we were watching a comedy show by Jason Manford.
Jason Mangos,
earlier this week, who we love. He's a British comedian from Manchester. If you've never checked him out, you should. He's very funny.
You may need subtitles.
Yeah.
You know, what about him?
Well, he was talking about how, like, it was like 80% of the SAS...
Are from the Northwest.
Are from the Northwest. And it's just very telling that you from the Southeast, like, fucking hell, running towards the end of my street. I'm not gonna...
Yeah.
I can't be doing... So it's very clear that...
That's why we're not in the SAS.
Yeah, that's why Kent boys, Southeast England boys, are not
in the SAS. I mean, I'm not sure how representative I am.
And SAS is basically the American equivalent of, like, the Navy SEALs or something like that.
Yeah. It's an elite...
What does SAS stand for?
Special Air Service.
But they don't go in the, like, air exclusively.
Although in Ricky Gervais... comedy extras.
Another comedy.
It was Super Army Soldiers.
I like that way better. Super Army Soldiers. Yes, Ricky. Anyways, yeah, I'm just thinking of, like, he's talking about how... how do you say it? Mancunians?
Yeah, Mancunians.
People from Manchester are Mancunians, and how they have this, like, shuffle walk. And he was saying it's no coincidence then that...
They can, like, dodge bullets.
Yeah, because they have this, like, little shuffle walk with the back and forth, or they just can't get hit with bullets. Anyway,
I have historically hated running.
You actually
never wanted
actively
to do
spoke out about running. My brother is very, he's a runner, and he's done different marathons and half marathons and different, you know, 10K, all kinds of stuff.
There was not one redeeming quality.
You just thought it sounded like bullshit. Like, you're like, I don't know why the fuck anyone would do it to themselves. In fact, to the point that you judged people that did.
Marathons, because, and I still, you know, I don't really think they're healthy. So I think if
you're going to do one,
if you do a lot of marathons, it's like, I think if you're doing it for a health pursuit, it's probably slightly misguided.
That was kind
of like, but I think, you know, running I should have been able to run to the end of my street.
Yeah.
You know, and I think so then you got into.
Well, I'll tell why. Yeah. So what was it, about three or four years ago? Yeah, as I said, I've always struggled with my weight, and I've tried different types of... Nothing stupid. Like, I'm not doing, like, ridiculous... not to insult anyone who is, but, you know, crazy diet fads or... I've done a bit of those. Grapefruit diet comes to mind. but, yeah, I've just tried different, like, routines and workout plans, and I'm going to try this. And I could just, you know, never found anything that worked. And I just remember my boss saying one day, we were talking about just people weight in general and stuff, and... He said, you know, he's run a few marathons and stuff like that. He runs all the time. And we were talking about weight, and I just said, he said he'd always struggled with his weight. And I was like, oh, well, like, you're at a very healthy weight now. Like, what made you finally, you know, be able to get on top of that? And he said, running. Like, once I found running, like, you know, I just, it was what worked for me. So I thought, well, okay, I've never really given running a real try. Again, not very good at it. I was quite fast. I was very fast as a little kid on the soccer field. And then as I got older, I just, even like a teenager, I just wasn't very fast anymore. Never did it. So I started doing the Couch to 5K app, which I'm sure I think everyone all over the world knows about this. It's an app and it trains you over the course of, I think, three months.
12-week plan, yeah.
Yeah, to go from couch to running 5K.
Although it's a bit cheeky because it says in there, it's called Couch to 5K, but it says what we really do is get you running 30 minutes, which is on average how long it'll take you.
Yeah, so, but I still was able to, yeah, I started doing this kind of around this time, probably April or May. Well, I think, yeah, I think it was probably 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, not sure. And I really enjoyed it. Like, you know, the plan really worked for me. As I said, I've never been a strong runner. And because if you're overweight, running can be really hard on your body. So where I've struggled with my weight most of my life, I haven't really felt like it was safe for me to run. But I, you know, lost a little bit of weight, still had a load of ways to go. But I thought, you know, see if my body can take it now. And this really eases you into running. So, yeah, and I was really enjoying it. And I was, you know, talking to my brother, who's, you know, a very big health influence in my life. And he's like, oh, that's great. He's like, what you should do, you should sign up for an event. He's like, because it'll keep you focused and give you something to actually... You know, if you're just doing this app, it's going to be easy to skip it and not do it. So if you pick an event with, you know, reasonable date about 3 months from now, then you, you know, you'll have something to work towards. So I picked a local 5K, you know, that I did actually, I didn't think I was going to raise money, but I did raise money for a mental health charity in the UK. And I'm looking at the certificate right now because it hangs on our bulletin board. I raised £355.
2018, 3 years.
2018, yeah. September 2018. I thought it was in August. Oh, I think that's when the certificate came through. Came through late. So yeah, I have done that. And my big fun run medal is there too. So it is not a serious running event. It is just like a chilled one that wasn't even timed per runner. Like I just had my Apple Watch on or, you know, Fitbit, whatever I was using at the time to track it. So, and a friend went did it with me as well. So it just was something I wanted to do and wanted to keep track for. And I actually fell in love with running during that. And within the first couple weeks, I think you were maybe a week or two behind me, you kind of said, I think this is really cool what you're doing, and I'm gonna do the app too. I'm going to train with you, and I'll come out with you and run and stuff.
Yeah, well, the reason was because I thought, as much as I didn't like running, I'm aware that I'm not able to run. And I thought it's probably something I should be able to do. Mm-hmm. Like
running 5K, yeah.
5K is a pretty good base level of fitness. I mean, yeah. I'll do that. And I thought I wouldn't do it on my own. So I thought you're just at the beginning of that. I'll start now and that'll keep me going too. I didn't sign up for any events.
No, you thought about it. You thought about doing the event with me, but you didn't in the end.
You had to pay to enter, didn't you?
It was only about 15 or 20 pounds, though. It wasn't particularly expensive. And I raised, you know, £355 for a charity that means a lot to me. So, yeah, I did that and it was really enjoyable. And I was able to like do all the runs, because you start out like with, you know, running, you walk and then you run and you walk and you run and then you start to run more, and over the course of it, it gets to where you're over the 12 months where you're not doing any walking. And I was able to run for a half hour, and I think it was probably a couple of weeks before my actual run, like the actual 5K that I had signed up for. I was out doing it and I thought, okay, like the run is like in a couple of weeks. So I want to run a little bit more and then like have rest for the next few days, like leading up to the event. And it was also during a heat wave. We had like the hottest, sunniest summer from like April until like August. I don't think it rained once. And that was my training period. Mm. And it was not only hot, but like beautiful and sunny, and then we'd have really hot days. So it started out great because in the spring it was like I never had to like run in the rain. I never had to miss a run because of shitty weather, which we get a lot of here in England. And so I remember like my last run, I run quite slow. Like I'm a jogger. I'm not a runner. And yeah, like I finished the 30-minute program, but as you said, like it doesn't necessarily get you to run 5K. It gets you to run continuously for 30 minutes. And I didn't run a 5K in 30 minutes. So I just kept going and I went to like the park and I had no idea how long it was going to take me or if I need to stop. And I just did loops around the park, just that's right around the corner from our house. And I did that and I did that and I did it. I finished. And
you did a 5K loop around that little park?
Oh, no. Like I did my normal route.
Oh, and then you went around the park.
Yeah, I did my normal route, like all around like our local neighborhood and, you know, a little bit further. And yeah, I got to where I had finished the programmed run, like in my headphones on the app. But I still hadn't done 5K. And I was like, well, I just want to know for myself before I go and do that 5K day that I can actually run 5K continuously. So I did. And yeah, I like cried on the walk home. I was really proud of myself and stuff. And I was even getting, because it was so hot, I couldn't run after work. It was way too hot in the afternoons and I didn't want to wait till dark. So I was getting up at like 5 o'clock in the morning going for runs. So I was really dedicated to it. So we started doing the training together most days, not every day. We didn't run together because this guy is like 90% legs and 10% torso, whereas I'm 90% torso and 10% legs. So our pace is very, very different. So yeah, we would start out doing our warm-up walk together and then we'd take off and he'd be way ahead of me. So yeah, that's kind of how you got into it. And then I intended, like I got really into it. I was like, one day I'm going to run a marathon. Like, I think this would be really cool just to be able to do it. And then just keep running little local runs, just, you know, to do it. And it, I think what we were talking about this the other day, like, why did I not stick with it? And it's like anything, you know, when you struggle to be really into fitness and stuff, like to stay on top of stuff, that you just fall out of it. Like, I don't know why I stopped. I just did. Like, I was loving the gym, or I was loving that doing football team, you know, that after work or whatever. And you just fall out of it. But I think part of what it was a weird time of year. Most of the big runs and running events are in the spring because it's, and maybe a couple in the autumn because it's not too hot and not too cold. But what happened was I wanted to then do a 10K and I thought I probably don't have time because the run was in August. I was like, I don't know if I have time to become strong enough runner to do a 10K before like October. That's only 2 months away. Like, and then the runs stop. So I just kind of didn't do anything and then just, I did a couple runs here and there and then just never did it again. But every now and then you would still go out and do one after you
completed the app. I wanted to maintain that fitness level.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have any intention of progressing from there. So for every Sunday I'd like to go and do a long run. And
you kind of did that a bit. You didn't do it like regularly at all. But
yeah, and I think winter came and I was like, I didn't really want to do it then. But I made a point of doing it. You know, New Year's Day, I remember doing it around my birthday. Like, I try and do it kind of like statement times, mm-hmm. You know, can I still do that? But yeah, occasionally I'd still do it. And I wanted to just maintain it.
Yeah.
Because I did enjoy the running, but it was never a, didn't have any running goals.
Yeah.
Other than really, I should be able to run a bit.
Yeah. So, I guess the whole point in this episode is kind of the whole, you know, a couple that works out together stays together, baby kind of thing. Like, not necessarily that, but I will just say that the two things that we've been most successful in fitness-wise are things that we've done or started out to do together. So a few years ago, I lost a lot of weight. It's probably 5 years ago. I lost a lot of weight and probably got to the best I've felt as an adult. And it was during a weightlifting program that you signed up to do. You really wanted to do it. When we bought this house, you had already wanted to start doing some weightlifting, and we had a few little weights at our old house, but we didn't really have a way to have like a gym room. So we bought this house. We treat the garage as our gym. It's got a whole, like a really good setup for a home gym, really. Like, we've got a lot of stuff. And so I would kind of go out there and do some things, but you signed up for this program, you paid for it. And you said, you know, I think it's really hard, but you know, I know you want to lose weight and you struggle to do that. Maybe if we do it together, that would be good. So I started doing it. And I remember the first day I did it with you out there, we'd take turns and like squat each other and stuff because we don't have enough equipment for both of us to do it at once. And I yelled at you a lot and I think walked out of the gym. I walked out. I was like, this is way too fucking hard. I'm never going to be able to do this. And I think part of that too was we didn't know what weights I could do. I was probably trying to do the same weight as you. Not that you were making me, but I was probably like, oh, I'll just do that. That's what you've done. Like, okay.
I think it's enough to keep changing the bar.
Yeah.
And there's some laziness. Like, oh, well, I don't want to put in, then I've got to put mine back on.
Yeah. And it was just like, we just needed to figure it out. But yeah, it was way too, I mean, it was a hard program. We both found it difficult even when we were in a good mood. But trying to do it that way did not work. And that wasn't the only argument we had out there. And it got, sometimes it got to the point where I didn't want to work out with you at all because we would just would argue. But we were always really glad when we'd done the workout. And, you know, it was good because if I came home from work and was like, oh, I don't really want to work out today, you'd be like, no, we should. Or vice versa, you'd come home and say, oh, I can't be fucked. Or, well, I'd be like, well, I'm going to work out anyway. And you were like, okay, well, I might as well then. Like, so we, you know, you got pretty strong doing that. You know, you had some nice changes that you were happy with in your body, and I certainly did too. And then the running was the next thing. Like, so we kind of fell out of that program, and I know I definitely put on a lot of weight, and then you put on some too, actually. You put on quite a lot after that. Because I think you kept eating like you were doing that program.
Yeah.
And you just didn't do the program anymore.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then we started doing the running, and then since that, you've really kind of got your weight back down and really been good, especially this past year.
Last year I started December 2019. I wanted to get that run up into Christmas and New Year. Last year, yeah, I was really consistent.
And I think also because we've been home so much, you've had
health. But I mean, I think I just made a decision because at the start of last year, I had an hour commute, so I'd get home at 6:30. I'd go straight in the gym. You know, so I wouldn't really get into the house until 7:30, and you know, it wasn't necessarily the favorite thing to do, but I was very committed to it by then. So yeah, the last sort of 14-15 months have certainly been my most consistent.
And I think starting your business, there's been maybe a couple months here and there where you've hardly done any workouts because you've just been so busy. But you still get back to it, you still make effort, you still do something a few times a week, even if some weeks you don't do any weights, you'll still do your runs or vice versa. But I think
I've not missed a week of running since. Well,
how many weeks have you got?
I'm officially on a 17-week streak, but I did couch to 5K before that, a reduced version. So I'm probably around 20 odd weeks.
Yeah, that's really good. And you're getting ready to do your marathon.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's really, not all couples are like us. Some people really enjoy physical exercise, or I mean, not that we don't enjoy it, but are naturally inclined to want to do it and don't struggle to set themselves a routine and stuff like that. So, you know, this probably isn't a necessary listen to anyone who's like that. But for anyone who's a little bit more, you know, everyday average Joe who wants to but just can't seem to get their shit together like us, like we've been in the past, it might be worth exploring something you can do together. And that might start as weekend hikes, you know, just going to your local nature areas and going for a nice long hike and just starting to do that. But I think it really does benefit your relationship, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I think the first one, if you're doing it together, you're spending time doing something pleasant together. So if you don't get to tend to do that a lot, whether you've got kids or just really demanding jobs, even once a week going out and doing something physical together, especially if that's outside where you can get fresh air, and even if you just rent a rowboat, and you're both rowing, that's something physical. Secondly, thing we talk about a lot is you're the best version of yourself as a partner when you're the best version of yourself. So if you're feeling good, and, you know, exercise makes you feel good for a number of reasons. There's pheromones, there's mental health benefits. If you do need to lose weight, you know, people start to feel a lot more confident and good about themselves when they do start to lose weight, or, you know, can start wearing the clothes that they wish they could look good, you know, things like that. And then that just makes you happier, and it makes you a better partner. And it can also make you feel more confident in your body, which then can have a positive effect on your sex life. And that's a huge thing in your relationship too.
You've also got a shared goal with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you got something else to talk about. It's that thing of, one action then influences what you do afterwards, you know, so When you're not doing anything, if you certainly for me, if I'm being lazy, it doesn't matter what I eat, or there's no consequences to any. Okay, there's health consequences, but in terms of more immediate stuff, it's like, oh yeah, whatever. When you're training for something, or even if you're not, you know, training's quite a heavy word, isn't it? But you may not be training, but you just might say, no, do you know what? I'm paying attention to this now, or I've got this goal, and we're doing it together. Doing it together, one, you doing it at all means that goal is going to influence what you do in terms of, I won't eat that, it's going to impact that, I've got all this stuff happening. But when you're doing it together, you've got someone else that you think of too. So it's almost like you're letting them down because you're going to be holding progress back. Not letting them down in the sense of, you know, if you eat that cake, they'll be disappointed in you. It's like, if your behaviours and your decisions mean you're not progressing, but they're doing everything right, that's going to be in your mind, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Like, it's me holding us back. So you can drag each other forward, really.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that Jordan said when we interviewed him about this, I may not be remembering this perfectly, but he said that, like, if I can't remember how he worded it, I'm going to do this really badly, but it was like, if your partner's trying to do something to improve their health, they're probably doing it more when you're not around than when you are, because it's almost like a self-conscious thing, like, you know, maybe they're not making the best food choices in front of you, but when you're not around, maybe they're actually trying a little bit harder, or making sure they, you know, park their car as far away from the store as they can just to get more steps in or whatever. Is that?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact wording, but yeah, it was, you know, that, so it's not just what you see.
And like, I've been working at it again, you know, and I've actually done pretty well over the past year, very slow, but I've lost a lot of weight and kept it off over the past, I think it was last January. When I, like, a year ago, January, when I really started, I actually signed up for Jordan's program. And
that's right, yeah.
And I think even though I'm not really following his program anymore, it definitely affected the way I think about stuff and affected probably my relationship with food, which is what I really wanted to change. And it's just kind of enabled me to be a bit better like that. And I was saying, like, I had a bit of a blah week this past week, and I remember I had to take the dog to the vet, and you were at home on work calls, and I was like, thinking, like, what would make me feel better? And, like, actually a really big bar of chocolate, like a huge one, would just make me feel really good. And I thought about it. Like, I thought, well, I could stop and leave Alfie in the car, which is a bad idea because he always goes nuts in the car, and go in and get a bar of chocolate. But I was like, no, do you know what? Like, I'm making a cake this weekend. That's more than enough, you know, junk food. Like, that's fine. And, like, but you didn't know that until I told you. And so, you know, then you're like, oh, that's really good. Like, well done kind of thing. Like, so, yeah, your partner's not always doing everything with you being aware of it. But yeah, it's just, it's a really good thing to do together. And I think if you're working on it together, it's easier to comment on your partner's behavior without it sounding like a judgment. So like if your partner's just trying to lose weight or struggling to lose weight and you're not involved in anything that they're doing or anything like that, and it's just like, oh, have you lost any weight? Or, oh, you're ordering pizza? Like, it just seems really judgmental, even if you're trying to help. And that's something you struggled with, like, trying to help me when we're not working towards something together. I can get a bit like, no, it's not mean at all. It's trying to help. But, yeah, it's
but when
just...
when it's we're doing this thing and that's going to be off track, then it feels nicer.
Yeah, one, also, it's things like if one of you does want to order a pizza and you can then say, I can't really have a pizza because I need to train tomorrow and that meal will be way too heavy. So you're more likely to then think, oh yeah, maybe we shouldn't have pizza. And it doesn't feel, you know, like you're saying, oh, my partner said I can't have pizza because I'm trying to lose weight. It's because...
Well, it also comes back to what we spoke about before too, where it's leading by example.
Because
you haven't got to say you shouldn't have pizza, but if you're the one saying, and you've done, well, we've both done this for each other, but if you're the one saying, oh, you know, I can't do that because, like you just said, the knock-on effect of that is the other person normally saying... Oh yeah, that's a good point.
Ooh, like that happened recently.
You
like,
rarely say, oh, okay, yeah, I'll just order it for myself then. Like, yeah, that rarely would happen.
We ordered pizza, was it last Sunday, I think? What, another power went out?
It was before that.
I think it was early last week or the week before, I don't know. But the power went out one evening, right, like half an hour before I was going to start making dinner. So I had no way to cook dinner. And I was like, crap, like... What are we going to do? Trying to think. Like, well, I could go out and get, like, microwave meals. What? Don't have a microwave. Can't do that. We could go to McDonald's. Like, well, we don't want to go to McDonald's. Like...
I don't need McDonald's.
Yeah, all this stuff. And we're trying to think, and... It's like, well, we could order pizza. And like, okay. So we kind of waited for a bit, numbed and odd. So the power had been off just under an hour, and I went and I ordered pizza. 10 minutes later, the power comes back on. Like, okay, well, now I've got pizza. But, of course, the meal deals mean you get multiple pizzas. So then we had pizza left over. So then, like, a few days later, you had a really big workout, and you wanted, like, a bit of a refeed meal, and you came up, I was working in here, and it's the afternoon, you're like, what do you think about getting, like, an Indian takeaway tonight? And I was like, oh, that sounds really good.
Because you were cooking a curry, and I was like, should we just go, like, a real curry?
Oh, yeah, I was making a homemade curry. And you were like, yeah, I really want a curry. And I was like, tempted, but I was like, we just had pizza like for 2 days because we had leftovers as well, and I was like, you know, I am really trying to be good, but you know, I just feel like, no, that was the day the power went out because we were gonna have the so we had had pizza the week before because I think I had a migraine or something, and I wasn't, anyways, we'd had a lot of junk food, which we normally wouldn't have. We
hadn't had a lot of junk food. We'd recently had a takeaway.
We'd had a few, which we don't normally have.
Yeah, we don't normally have it, yeah.
We'd had, you know, a few unhealthy meals. And then, yeah, so that night I was like, no, we shouldn't get a curry. I'm going to cook. And then we had multiple... Oh, yeah, then I smashed the slow cooker lid, and then the power went out, so I couldn't make what I was going to make anyway. And then we had a pizza. Anyways, we weren't going to have it, though. I was going to cook because it was like...
Well, the point was I'd suggested it. You said, no, I shouldn't have that. We recently had pizza, like, let's be good. And I said, okay, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and you really,
I didn't say, I'm going to have a curry.
Yeah.
You can sit there and have something healthy or salad-y. So, yeah, you know, it's the mutual encouragement. And you don't have, you know, you can do this virtually if you're still long distance. You get all the benefits. Like you said, when we run together, we don't run together. We leave the house together. Mm. And now, there's nothing now, you're about to restart Couch to 5K, which is the point of this, like, the what inspired this episode, but...
Yeah, we haven't got to that yet.
We won't be remotely doing the same plan, because I'm...
You're running 8 miles.
Yeah, today I ran 8 miles, but it's we'll leave the house together, and everything outside of the actual activity itself will be... conversational, so you can totally do that when you're long distance.
Yeah, I mean, you could, you know, if you're not in crazy time zones where it's really difficult, you could even go on runs together, you know, with your partner in your headphones, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
you can just go at the same time,
yeah,
and then talk when you get back. That you haven't got to talk at the same time.
But it could also be something that you train for, like maybe you plan your next trip to be something physical, like a hike somewhere, or you know, a safari, like, some, I don't really know what a safari is like. I think you just sit in a car.
Yeah,
but something where you have to do something physical. Outrun lions. Yes. Something physical. Like, I know some people, like, hike to Machu Picchu. Like, stuff like that. You could make it that your next trip is going to be something really exciting to look for that you have to train to do together. So then you can, you know, support each other during your training and how you getting on, like, oh, this is share recipe ideas for what you're eating that's healthy and stuff like that. So I just think that it can be a really good addition to your relationship and give you both something common to work towards when life can maybe sometimes pull you a bit apart, even if you're living in the same house like us. Like, the past week we've hardly spent any time together because you've been working so much and running so much and stuff, and it just gives you something to do together. So yeah, like, that was what I said this morning was, you know, you were coming back really buzzed from your run, and I was remembering how much I enjoyed it, and I haven't gone on a run in...
Since September 2018.
No, I ran after that, but so yeah, probably since late 2018, for sure. Like, I remember going on a couple runs, maybe like in October, November, the odd one.
It's about, what, 2.5 years?
Yeah, so I've not been on a run, other than to, like, do that awkward little run across the street when a car tells you to go across the street. That's all I've done. And I was thinking, yeah, like, I really did enjoy that, and I shouldn't have fallen out of it. And I have lost weight down to where I'm actually a little bit lighter by a few pounds, nothing big by any means, than where I was when I did that 5K run. So I said to Dale, yeah, maybe I will do that, because it was something I wanted to do. I did say, like, once I get my weight back down, I will do that again. And now I think I'm at the point, and it starts off so gently, like running and walking and walking and running and stuff. So, you know, I'll see how I do. But yeah, so we're just talking about it and planning our week. So now you're taking tomorrow as a rest day from running. So we'll go out Tuesday morning for an early run and get back to it.
Yeah.
And it's something to look forward to. And I know that I'll have an easier time getting up Tuesday morning at, you know, just before 6 o'clock to go for a run because you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have motivation and stuff like that. So it's become a decent part of our relationship, and it didn't start out that way. We were not interested in physical activity, you know, when we were younger, and
certainly not like running,
even walking.
I remember, like, we went to the gym once in America, and like anything sort of cardio based, it just didn't interest me. And I always felt it was a big psychological battle for me to, my mind would just want to give up, or my mind would say, "Oh, you're really tired," and my body was fine. Like, I didn't need
to. You just couldn't be fucked.
Pretty much. So I remember on the treadmill, and I'm like, oh God, this is so boring. I'm tired. You're not tired. You're doing like 2 miles an hour on that thing. I don't know where I'm going with this. Other than, yeah, in the past we've tried it. It by no means was the basis of our relationship a shared love of
fitness. Well, like, your stepmom used to tease us about how little activity we did. They were like, "Oh, do you want to come for a walk?" And we'd be like, "No, we don't want like your walks. Your walks are really long." Whereas now we'd be
lie. They'd say, "Oh, it's only 20 minutes." We did like a 3-hour walk.
She said it was like an hour. She said it's an hour walk.
And it's just down the road.
And it was about 3 hours. Yeah. But we really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we got cake afterwards.
We did. So yeah, I think it's just something else you guys could do together and really get a lot of benefit out of. And it's not something that, like, you need to do the exact same thing even. Maybe if you are training for a hike, that, you know, maybe one of you is doing one type of program and the other one's doing something else. You don't have to be doing the exact same things. And again, even when we were doing the same program, we were lifting very different weight.
And running for some different stuff. And...
like, I often squatted heavier than you, but you did heavier bench press, for example, you know, so like we have different talents and stuff like that. So, yeah, we just found a way to make it work and we really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the key. You haven't got to do it at the same time. You can do it together without doing it like together.
Mm-hmm. Well, cause you got to work around your schedules too. Like if you have different work schedules and stuff, one of you may have to do it in the morning. One of you may have to do it different days. Like, I don't know. I'm glad that we've got more interested in our physical well-being. Absolutely. Especially as we start to get older. I'm going to get old. Do you know what I realized? The day after my birthday, I'll be closer to 40 than I am to 30.
Yep.
That's depressing. Anyways, anything else you'd like to add to that, sir?
No.
All right. You were very Jeff just then. And your little eyes were all Jeff-like. From Rules of Engagement.
We covered it.
Okay. That's that. So find something maybe that you guys can enjoy together.
And if you do, let us know. We'd like to hear it.
Yeah, or if you already do stuff physically together or apart but together, if that makes any sense.
It does.
Let us know. And have a good week, guys. Bye.